Welcome back to Movement, our running podcast with our very own in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. We are on to the 12th episode. Welcome, Dr. Rajat Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am.
So the first question is from Charles Assisi, who is the founder of Founding Fuel and a former managing editor of Forbes India. And he's asked a very pertinent question. The question is, what are we doing with this podcast and what is the end objective for the audience?
Too many people are trying to do too much too soon in running. That is simply a recipe for disaster. As Nietzsche's quote addresses this really well, he who would learn to fly one day must first learn to stand and walk and run and climb and dance. One cannot fly into flying. The same applies for running as well. So baby steps first, okay?
The second question is from Shweta Munjal and Abhinav Sharma, both who are runners from Delhi, and who ask, how do we begin after a long layoff?
As simple and as common as this question might be, because most people pick up exercising and running with a lot of enthusiasm, but then life happens and you aren't able to keep up. Most of the times you're not getting back because of full apprehension as to how to go about it. Some pick up from where they had left. Soon enough, they get injured. If you have taken longer than 2 to 3 months break, start from scratch. Very crucial. Just go back, start from scratch. Build a solid base, work with baby steps, one small step at a time. Think long term, not short term. I would rather have you pick this good habit for life rather than just only one more race and then get injured and probably, you know, never run again.
The third question is from Saurabh Deshmukh from Mumbai, who says, sir, I'm a great fan of your podcast. It would help if we have some video of the drills, example, the exercises where you suggest holding papar, standing tall, pendulum, etc.
Oh, Saurabh, thanks a million miles. Such messages help us immensely. Since podcast is a one-way communication, you simply don't know how the audience are taking them. Tell all your friends who might not even listen to the podcast to send such messages, emails on Facebook and Twitter. It helps us, so please do that. Regarding the videos, definitely, sir, it makes 100% sense. We will try to make this happen.
Great. So we are done with the questions. Moving on, what is the news of the week?
Okay, regarding the Mythbuster, some people think that you need to train every week, every day, as hard as you can. Now that is a recipe for disaster. Okay, so we need to have a little plan, having a little, like, you know, how much are you training on a particular day? It should be varying day to day, also from week to week. I like a plan of, you know, 3 weeks you train hard, you take a week break. When I say break, it's an active break, and you go back to it again, 3 weeks again, okay? And even in the training today, you'll notice that we'll suggest the same.
What is the drill of the week?
Now, what is very important is in running, it isn't so much about the number of, the length of the stride, it's more about the number of steps, okay? So length of the stride or the step is not as important. Most people, when they try to run faster, what they do is they try to increase that, the length of the step. Now, when they do that, the pressure that happens around the heel, around the shin, around the knee, around the back will be a lot more. Now, what you should be doing is reduce the size of the step, but work on cadence, number of steps per minute. Now, the simple drill to do for this is, okay, just put the timer, stopwatch or whatever, and within 30 seconds, how many steps can you take while you actually jog in the same spot? So imagine you're jogging or you're skipping in the same spot, and how many steps are you taking per 30 seconds? I like to start with 30 seconds for this and then build up to a minute in some time. But 30 seconds is enough. Try to get to maybe like a 70. It'll be easy to start with. And 70 becomes an 80 over time, and 90. When you're between 80 to 90, for some 70 will be hard enough. You know, you're now getting to the next level, really. So start working with your hips moving a lot more. Remember last episode we were talking about getting your hips moving? So it's connected to this drill that we're talking about now.
Right. That's great. So can we move to the exercise of this week?
Now, exercise for the week is gluteus maximus activation. This is slightly different from what we've done before. So here what you're doing is you're lying down on your tummy. So you face down, you're lying down on your tummy, you bend your knee. So imagine your right knee, you just bend your right knee to 90 degrees and you raise that heel up to the sky, or your thigh is coming off the ground. So you do that, you hold it for a second or two and you bring it down. So when you're bringing the leg up with the 90 degree bent at the knee, it is your gluteus maximus, your butt muscle on the right side that's then working. Bring it down, again raise it up, hold it for a few seconds and down again. Do 10 repetitions on one side, then repeat on the left, again 10 times, and try to do it whenever you can. So once you get a good hang of how to do it while lying down, then soon enough, in a week, in 10 days, you could possibly do it while standing as well. And we'll talk about that in future episodes, how to do it while standing.
Very helpful. What is the running schedule for this week?
So the running schedule for this week, as I said, it is more about active rest. Okay, so again, the three focused running activities that happen in a week, we'll talk about them. But as I said, we take it easy this week. Okay, so it's active recovery this week. So we start with As Slow As You Like, which will be on a Sunday or a Saturday maybe, because you have more time. So rather than doing 6 minutes, we're only talking about 4 minutes for the run that is there. So you start with 1 minute easy walk, 1 minute brisk walk, followed by 4 minute jog, all right? And start with easy walk for a minute, followed by brisk walk, and then for a minute. And this is followed by a slow, very easy jog, as I said, for 4 minutes. Now repeat this only 4 times, not doing it 6 times today. Again, as I said, it's an active recovery. Remember to go very slow. No need to pace up, okay? In total, we are looking for 20, 30 minutes, 30 minutes max, no more, okay? So it's even on the long day, we just take it easy today, okay? Maybe go for a little longer walk if you want on a Sunday rather than actually trying to run that day. Now, again, please, throughout, keep your footsteps quieter, gentler, so you land softly and prevent yourself from any injuries. Second thing is, yes, we still do the tempo run, but we run lesser and slower today. So just go for a 5 minute non-stop, maybe repeat twice. If you are doing well, maybe thrice or 4 times, but just a 5 minute tempo run multiplied by twice. That's all we're looking at. Okay. But you recover between 2 or 3 reps that you're doing for the 5 minutes. Then comes the interval training. Now for this week, I would not want you to do any interval training. No 1, 2, 3 minutes of quick running. Okay. Just go for a gentle 20-30 minute jog run kind of a thing. Maybe other 2 days or 3 days that you want to do more, just again, easy 20-30 minute walks. So this whole week is just active recovery. We're not straining the body too much this week. And then we'll again have 3 weeks of slightly more intense workouts.
So Dr. Chauhan, what is the motivational story of this week?
Now the story of the week is of Maan Kaur, a 100-year-old Indian lady from Chandigarh who won gold medal in her age group at the America's Masters Games in Vancouver a couple of weeks back. She did 100 meters in 1 minute 30 seconds. Okay, so just let this sink in. 100-year-old Indian lady, okay, she won a gold in 100 meters. She did it in 1 minute 30 seconds, right? I mean, it is just pure phenomenal stuff that she did, all right? And my simple question to you is, what is your excuse when you hear all that? So Kaur began running at the age of, a very tender age of 93, I think, which is phenomenal, at the suggestion of her son, and went on to win more than 20 medals in master games across the globe. So it's classic, right? Age is no bar to pick up physical activity. So that is the story. I think it's motivating enough for all of us. So age is just a number.
Wow, that is really inspirational. Finally, we wrap up with the running events for this week.
Now the events, Adidas Uprising, as I was mentioning about earlier, it's happening on the 2nd of October in Bangalore, 16th of October in Chennai, 6th November in Delhi, 26th November Chandigarh, 11th December Mumbai, 18th December Pune. Now why I'm interested in that is really because of the 10-kilometer run that'll be there, and the audience, the listeners who follow this podcast, you know, it's a good time if you are living in any of those cities or are close by. There's a 10-kilometer race for you guys. Go have fun. Just see where you stand, how you're feeling. Don't take it like a race, you know, just do your thing. So that's the Adidas Uprising 10K runs. Then is Go Heritage Runs. Now, on 25th September, it is in Coorg. The distance that is going to be happening is a 5K, 10K and 21K. Now, Coorg is home to Thilla Kaveri, one of the subclusters included in the Western Ghats World Heritage Site. Not all of Western Ghats included. Now it starts from Madikeri town and passing through Raja's Seat. The Go Heritage Run routes will take runners along coffee, cardamom and vanilla plantations and also lush green forests. So really, you want to enjoy your running. If you only just do a 5K so far and you live in that part of the country or want to travel, you know, Coorg is the place to go to and run. So it's on the 25th of September. The entire stretch is a road route, with total elevation of 371 meters for the 21-kilometer route, okay? Now, registrations are still open. It's on goheritage.com/Coorg, okay? So look for that, goheritagerun.com/Coorg. Then again, by the Go Heritage guys, is another run in Badami on 23rd October. Again, same distances, 5, 10 and 21. Now, Badami is designated heritage city and a part of the Hriday scheme by Government of India. It is home to some of the most impressive Chalukyan rock cut temples and also known as the rock climbing capital of India. The UNESCO World Heritage Site of Padathkal is close by too. The GHR run routes start close to the Bhutanatha temple in Badami and takes runners on a rocky trail with expansive views of the rocky landscapes. The trail stretch ends at the ancient 7th century Mahakuta temple and then on to a road route. total elevation of 280 meters. Now, again, I mean, if I were you, seriously, I would actually go for both of them, because it's not just about running, right? I mean, it's fun, you're out in nature, but you're kind of checking out some amazing heritage cities as well. So really highly recommend these two runs. And that's it for me.
Great, that's very helpful. So we have a number of runs in different locations, different places. So wherever you are, be sure to join in.
Yes, definitely. Go run.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Ram.